The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Let's play two.
Back! Back! Back!
High! Way back! It might be! It could be! It is! Holy cow!
The fly! He scores! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Welcome into the Cubs Talk Podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank. It's the All-Star Break Podcast. Luke Stuckmeyer and David Kaplan here. Cubs 47-43. Cap, they got a half game lead over the Brewers. They're right there. Cardinals are right in it. Every team in the division is within at least 4.5 games. Did you expect all of the division to be this close? Because early on, people thought that, and I kind of thought, listen, the Reds aren't going to be that much better. The Pirates aren't going to be that much better. But really, they're packed up and stacked up pretty good in this division.
Yeah, I think you could buy a ticket on any of these and feel like you had a chance to win the division. I thought the Cubs would be battling at the top. I did not think when they got to 11 games over at 25-14 that we'd be sitting here on July the 8th at the All-Star break going, they're 4 games over. That's more than a little disappointing for me. A lot of mental mistakes. Terrible defense, lousy base running, very, very spotty offense. There's a lot of things that got to get fixed with this team.
After the first 10 games of the season, would you have taken that for the first half of the season?
They started 2-7 and 3-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have. And if you had said to me in March, hey, man, they're going to be in first place at the All-Star break. Okay, sign me up. It's how they arrived at this spot that's bothersome.
Well, it's been too hot and cold, which you don't like to see because you had a great stretch in there where I think they were 23-7. But after the bad start, it sort of slowly declined after the big uptake they had right after that. I would agree. What do you think the story of the first half of up to the All-Star break? What's the story? For me in baseball, it's just home runs. Not just the Cubs in baseball. It's like Justin Verlander goes to the All-Star game and says, this ball is juiced. Absolutely. And they're ruining the game. Do you agree with that, that this is a problem for baseball?
I do think it's a problem. I also still question how many guys are doing PEDs. David Segui, remember David Segui?
Yeah.
He came out today in USA Today and told Bob Nightingale, and he was a juicer. He goes, I did it when I played. I'm just telling you, 60% are using PEDs. That's what he believes. Victor Conti, who went to jail over the Balco scandal with Barry Bonds and others, said he's convinced guys are using, but they're using it differently. They're not getting massive like, you know, we saw certain guys with their head size changing. They're using a new kind of a steroid that gets out of your system in 6 to 8 hours. So if you took it in the morning and you didn't get to the ballpark for 8 hours and you got tested, you wouldn't come up dirty. So I hate to think that we may be back in the 90s, but I can't believe it's just juice baseballs.
But it has happened awful quickly, unless they just came up with some that, like you're talking about, some new miracle drug. It's much easier to see the uptick from one year to the next and say, well, something's different and it's got to be the baseball. Because you see pop-ups that are just like float out for home runs. You're like, that should have been a routine fly ball to the opposite field and it's a home run. Now, don't get me wrong. It's benefited the Cubs. You got, what, 5 guys at like 17 or 18 or 19 home runs at least?
Crazy.
Without the home run, the Cubs would be in big trouble.
Huge. That's how basically the only way they score. So I look at this team and think, you got to be better offensively. The defense has to get better. They make more outs on the bases than any team in baseball, other than the Baltimore Orioles, who are the worst team in years. That stuff's got to get fixed, Luke, or this team's going nowhere.
Now, the one thing people would say is just because the Dodgers have run away with the best record in the National League, that team doesn't always go to the World Series and win it. Now, the 2016 Cubs were an outlier to that. That actually happened. They had the best record. They went out. They won the World Series. Do you think they can sit in the middle ground, fourth or fifth best record in the National League, and turn it on at the right time? Because, unfortunately, I fell into that trap last year thinking that's the way it was going to go. And then it just slowly deteriorated to the point where it never clicked. Do you feel this team is taking that same path, or that they could be one of those good but not great teams, and at the right time, if they're great, they win the World Series?
You mean like the Cardinals that won 83 and won the World Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Because I look at last year, and you and I were doing this and sitting in that newsroom the whole second half, and it never clicked. They'd get 8 runs, and then they'd get 1-0-1-9 and 1-0-2-9. You'd be like, what is going on with this offense?
Yeah.
Well, we now have the last half of last year, the first half of this year. That's a whole season sample size, and a lot of the issues are still rearing their ugly head.
And it's different places, too. You can't just say it's one player or one pitcher or the manager. In my opinion, I think it's kind of spread out all over. Let's see, our big questions going into the season were, is Chris Bryant going to be Chris Bryant?
Yep.
He's been pretty close.
Been really good.
Can Javi Baez repeat what he did last year?
He's
no, but he's been pretty close.
Yep.
Is Schwarber going to do what he's been expected to do at the plate?
Not great.
In some ways, yes. In other ways, no. You look at the numbers, Jason Hayward has 4 less home runs, but Jason Hayward is close or better than Schwarber in many of the categories offensively. Are they getting enough to win the World Series out of their corner outfielders?
No.
Right? To me, it's not one corner outfielder. It's the entire outfield. If there's a spot on the team that's a weakness to me right now, it's been outfield, and I like all 3 guys.
Okay. You're paying $215 or so million for this team. Second highest in all of baseball. You're telling me for $215 million, I have no second baseman. Name me who your second baseman is.
Well, for me right now, it's going to be Robel Garcia in the second half until he shows he can't do it.
Okay. He was not even
right
here 10 days ago.
I'm playing him every day until he
and
can't play right now.
Schwarber, Hayward, Almora, that's my outfield?
Boy, 2 years ago
on
paper, it sounded outstanding. 3 years ago on paper, it sounded outstanding. 2 of the guys just haven't quite lived up to the hype.
Like, Hayward's having his best year as a Cub.
Well, we talked about it. I showed you the 2 stats. He's got the same numbers as the number one free agent in the all offseason.
Bryce Harper.
Everybody wanted Bryce Harper. So getting Bryce Harper wasn't going to fix it, I don't think, because it would have been the same results of what you're getting out of Jason Hayward.
And you'd be paying that guy $330 million.
You want angry Cub fans, you stick Harper on this team with those stats in the first half of the season and probably the same results, people would be losing their minds.
Losing their freaking minds. So, here's what I'm proposing how you fix this thing.
Well, I'm going to already guess it. Whit Merrifield, the same guy you wanted all offseason.
No, because I don't think they have the chips to go get him or the willingness to put the chips they have in to get him.
So you're going lower than Whit Merrifield.
Correct.
I am playing
Chris Bryant in the outfield. 2 days a week I'm playing Wilson Contreras in left. He's going to platoon.
I don't know. Wilson Contreras did not look real comfortable in the outfield. I know he can do it, but...
You know, in 2016, he started 26 games in left field.
Oh, boy.
It gets him away from the rigors of catching. It keeps his impactful bat in the lineup. So I'm going to let him play 2 days a week in left. I'm moving Bryant most of the time to the outfield. I'm putting Jason Hayward in center field, and I'm taking whatever chips I have, and I'm going to acquire either the third or second baseman. And then I'll use David Bodie and Robel Garcia at second. If I get a third baseman, if I get a really good second baseman, I'll figure out with David Bodie and whatever at third.
So are you figuring that Almora and Schwarber are going to have to be pieces that you deal, or they're just going to kind of mix and match in the outfield?
In any deal, If not, I would play Schwarber the 4 days that I'm not playing Contreras out there.
And then you'd play Bryant in right.
Yeah, and I may get Zobrist back, so he'll get some time out there as well.
How much does that hurt him, no Zobrist?
His OPS the day he left the team.
Well, he was struggling at the beginning of the season.
569. I mean, horrific.
Yeah, but we got to figure that part of what was going on with the struggles is what was
the personal problem.
Yeah, it's stuff away from home or stuff away from the ballpark at home is certainly influencing how he was doing at the ballpark.
Completely agree with you. So, if that's the case, does he come back and help you? I don't think you can count on anything from him. I don't. If he comes back and he's good, great. But I have no idea what you're going to get out of that guy. But do you go out and trade for a guy who's probably having a subpar year but has played for Joe Maddon? He's on a bad team. He might get re-energized. Frank Thomas threw this name at me yesterday and said, why not go get Evan Longoria from the Giants? The Giants stink. He's hitting around 240, but he can play third base. It gives you an extra bat.
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe he gets re-energized.
Maybe, but it also sounds like the cargo signing to me. A guy who was great and just doesn't quite have it
anymore. No question about it. No question. You wouldn't have to give up a lot. David Peralta, the kid in Arizona.
Yeah.
Cubs have checked in on him. He's been banged up. They think he'll be back in a week, ready to go. The Cubs have definitely checked in on him. He's a pretty good offensive player. There's a handful of guys out there. Now, if you can get Whit Merrifield and the price isn't insane, yes, I'm all in.
You just don't want to give up your top prospects because – as much as it was worth it to trade Gleyber Torres and Eloy Jimenez maybe, you start to see those guys in the major leagues now. And while you can't have buyer's remorse, it hurts a little bit. It hurts a little bit to watch Gleyber Torres be the player that he is. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd do that 100 out of 100.
Yeah, you won.
Eloy Jimenez is starting to be more questionable.
Oh, with Dylan Cease?
Dylan Cease and Eloy Jimenez, it's starting to be a little more questionable. So it's the All-Star break. What are your favorite All-Star break or All-Star game memories?
Well, I was a vendor when it was at the old Comiskey Park.
Uh-huh.
My brother and I were there working, and Atlee Hammaker gave up the home run, the Giants pitcher. Freddie Lynn. And I was out in the bleacher selling beer when that ball came flying out there. And I'll never forget that one. That would be one.
We're dating ourselves because at that point I was a kid collecting baseball cards.
1983.
And for some reason in 1983, I had collected every Fred Lynn card that had ever been put out. I don't know why. You know, it's one of those things as a kid, you're like, oh, I got all the Fred Lynn cards. He hit the grand slam and I thought, this is the time to sell. I should have sold.
Yeah, you should have sold.
Because they're worth nothing now.
No, nothing. That one, it's the Pete Rose crashing into Ray Fosse.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that one. And I believe the hit that drove him in was by Cubs first baseman Jim Hickman.
Wow.
That one is interesting to me. And then I had a really cool interview with Denny McClain, the last 30-game winner. He won 31-6 for the Tigers. And he told this great story about how he was going to start for the American League. He goes, and back then, you could pitch 6 or 7 innings in an All-Star game. He goes, it wasn't like you threw
right.
one inning, got your limo, and left. And he had a tooth problem. And he said, hey, he flew his own plane. Hey, I'm going to go get my teeth done in the morning. I'll be ready to pitch. And then the dental appointment went long, and the plane didn't get up in the air quick enough. And he told this great story. And I remember Denny McClain wasn't there to start an All-Star game.
So I also wrote down the Fred Lynn Grand Slam from my childhood. Rhino winning the home run derby I was at
That's
in 1990.
Right.
They gave out like little pink floppy hats at that All-Star weekend. 2016, Cubs, only the second team ever to have the entire starting infield, and then KB hits the home run off of Chris Sale. That's, for recent Cubs fans,
that's
really up there. And then the other one I could think of, just in not really related to the Cubs, is Kruk batting against the big unit.
Yeah.
That was one where that's where what it's supposed to be. It was fun, it was entertaining, and yet it was still a competitive game.
The Chris Sale one, Mike Bryant, his dad,
yeah.
You know, we see all the time around the ballpark, went up to Chris and said, take it easy on my kid, whatever. And then he said to Chris, I talked to him, I think he's throwing you a fastball first pitch. Be ready. Bam!
Dad's the best scout.
In San Diego.
before we take a quick break here, by the way, what did you think of Arrieta? Jake from State Farm saying he was going to dent the skull of Todd Frazier if he came over. Like, wow.
That was crazy.
He doesn't hold back, Jake Arrieta.
Jake is really struggling, and now it sounds like he might need elbow surgery.
Yeah, he was frustrated.
Yeah, I think he was very frustrated. But I read an article on MLB Trade Rumors, which is a great site, and they linked this all these stats about how lucky the Cubs are they didn't sign Jake Arrieta, basically, because he's really trending in the wrong direction.
Right, although Yu Darvish hasn't quite worked out as well. I mean, they were probably going to do one of the two.
Right.
They were going to spend the money on a starting pitcher, and it was going to be one of those two guys. Cap, Miracles come to Chicago. I don't know if you heard.
I haven't seen it, but I can't wait to see it.
Miracle the Musical, inspired by the 2016 World Series champion Cubs. It's hailed as a must-see show by Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg. It's at the Royal George Theater right now. Miracle. You can find tickets on Ticketmaster.com. All right, you ready, Cap? Let's hear from the three Cubs All-Stars. Javi Baez, an OPS of 880 so far. Can you tell me what he finished with in 2018 for an OPS? Any idea? You don't have to answer that. 880, the same exact number that he had last year.
How about that?
Yeah, here's the Cubs shortstop in Cleveland at All-Star weekend.
Obviously, it was a big thing for me to do it, to make it this year in different position. And you know, it feels great. It feels great to be here back-to-back in different positions. So we'll see when we go out there. Really excited with all the family and all the experience. You know, obviously, like I said, last year it was a special moment, but this year I'm trying to enjoy it more and, you know, take a lot of pictures. Forever, whenever I come here, you know, it's going to remind all the experience that we had in 16 and a special moment with my family. I gotta get my rest, you know, when I can, and that's why you know I didn't get out of the home run derby, but I'm not 100% with my heel still, but so just trying to get my rest whenever I can, and you know trying to be better than last year in the second half.
So Javi with 22 homers entering the break and backing up what he did last season. Meanwhile, Chris Bryant's right there with him. Would you say he's quietly hit 17 home runs?
Quietly.
I would agree with that it's been somewhat quiet, but a team best OPS of 955. Here's Bryant back at the Midsummer Classic, already his third All-Star game.
It's definitely different every year. I mean, the first year it was like, okay, I'm going to do the home run derby, and a little stressed out about that and nervous, and my dad was here, and obviously that was different. Then the second year as a starter, there's different, you know, responsibilities. You've got to be there for the whole game. And then this year, I mean, it's like I'm just really trying to just enjoy it and relax, and I might not even really do anything today at the workout, just kind of just take it all in. So it's been really cool just to have this as my third time, different experiences each time, you know, to be here again. It's just every time, like, I think of this place, it's like just, I mean, we won a World Series here for the first time in a long time. I mean, that's always going to feel pretty special. I just think of just the stress and the anxiety of playing in the World Series, playing in a Game 7. I mean, obviously, we're always going to remember that we won, but the behind-the-scenes stuff, just how crazy and nerve-wracking things were, really get me. We completely underperformed in the first half. I think we let some games get away from us that we could have easily have won. And, you know, the questions and stories would be different right now, but we didn't do that. And it's a little disappointing, but there's still a lot of games left to be played.
So we heard from Chris Bryant. You do have to appreciate, though, Cap, right, what he's done coming back from a shoulder injury, all the questions. Maybe it's been being hit in the head. Maybe it has been a quiet 17 home runs, and he isn't 2016 Chris Bryant right now. He's still one of the best hitters and players in baseball.
There's no question. I think he's fourth in the National League in WAR. And if you look at his numbers the last 3 weeks of June, his OPS is over 1,000. Now, he may not be hitting game-winning home runs, but he's still doing his job.
I like him in that third spot. That's where I'd like to see him the rest of the season. Okay, so if that's where he feels most comfortable and he wants to be, you agree you prefer him in the three hole instead of batting second?
I'm with you.
So I would like to see that continue after the All-Star break.
And Riz in the four hole.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works out after the break. Now, Bryant wasn't the only Cub trying to bounce back from an off year in 2018. The other one, Wilson Contreras, he went to the All-Star game last year. It went downhill after a nice All-Star game experience. It was emotional for him. But he's already at 18 homers. So he's 8 over what he had last season. 2 short of his RBI total from last season. Is Wilson Contreras back to your expectations?
Yes. I think he's got to be better defensively. He has got to block balls better, be a better pitch framer. He's got an elite arm, an elite bat, and he's got off-the-charts makeup and passion. And I thought when he was super honest with Kelly at spring training and said, I got away from my process, it'll never happen again. I hope that's true. I hope that he comes back here and continues to just kick butt.
Now, that's my only concern about your plan saying put him in left field for 2 days a week, because we do want him to improve defensively, blocking balls and stuff. But if he's only doing it a couple days a week, will he regress from where he's at?
No, because he probably is going to sit
fresher?
Some of those anyway.
A little fresher?
Yeah, and I keep my one of my best bats still in the lineup.
Well, they need the offense. So if it means he has one more pass ball during the week, I'd rather have the pass ball and have his bat in the lineup.
Agreed.
Whatever it takes to get him there.
100%.
Here's Wilson Contreras in Cleveland representing the Cubs.
It feels better than the first time. I'm more relaxed, enjoying more this second time in the All-Star game. And obviously, proud of what I have done so far this year. I worked out really hard. I talked to my family and said that the second half of the last season was not good, not good at all. And I took a lot of things that happened to me last year and put the right work during the offseason, and it shows that what I work on is been giving success. So that was a hard work, but it's worth it. It's worth it to be here every year. It should happen if you keep putting the right work, because it doesn't happen if you don't put the right work. I think those guys, Molina and Posey, they did put the right work every single year to be in the All-Star game, you know, and I think that's one thing that I'm looking forward to. I hope this is my second of many All-Star. I just pray to God to be healthy every single year, and other than that, keep doing the right work, keep putting the right work.
So, Cap, we got Baez, Bryant, and Contreras at the All-Star game. Which one has the big second half of the season, or is it somebody else?
Baez, Bryant, Contreras. I'm going to say Chris Bryant has a super impactful second half.
I hope you're right. I hope it's one of the three. I hope it's two of the three.
I hope it's all three.
Actually, I do hope it's all three. Later this week, Cap and I will catch up with Senior Vice President of Scouting and Player Development, Jason McLeod. Plus more from the All-Star Game in Cleveland. Kelly Krull is there. We'll have more from the festivities. Thanks for listening to the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust Community Bank. Until next time, fly the W.